Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, greetings and loving Sai Rams to all of you on this beautiful Thursday from the Divine Valley, Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, and it's the time for the segment Soul Inspiration. Till now you listened to a conversation with Mr. Arun Panda, and today it came to you as part of the segment Morning Glory, and I hope you all will agree with me if you are listening to the conversation. It was a beautiful conversation with many small experiences that Mr. Arun Panda had with Bhagwan. Very nice and enlightening and spiritual and small, cute, innocent experiences as well. In fact, today's conversation was the fourth and the concluding part of the conversation, of the long conversation that with Mr. Arun Panda that Radio Sai Bishop Prishti had. In fact, dear listeners, this came to you as part of the radio series Tryst with Divinity, Conversations with Swami's Devotees, in which Swami's Devotees share their experiences with Bhagwan. And in Radio Sai's side, there are about more than 200 such conversations with Swami's devotees, and they share their experiences with Bhagwan. You can listen to these conversations. You can download them from our website, radiosai.org. With a name which, and it has got a name, the name of the series is Tryst with Divinity. So you go to the website, radiosai.org, audio search, go to the audio search and type the word Tryst, then you'll get the list of the conversations. You can download them and listen to it at your leisure. Okay, the time right now is 11:10 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And now it's the time for the segment Soul Inspirations. Well, it's 10 minutes late, but the conversation was very nice and interesting, so we had to make it like that. Today is 17th of May, and it's a pleasant day here in Prashant Nilayam Ashram. It's hot since it's a month of May. It's the month of summer. And today in the segment Soul Inspiration, I'm going to play, as always, a talk which was delivered by a student in Swami's Institute. The 11th of January every year witnesses a unique event at the Vidyagiri Stadium, Prashant Nilayam. Hundreds of Swami students, both boys and girls, from kindergarten to post-graduation, come together to present to the world, and more importantly to Swami, a dazzling and amazing display of sports and cultural events. This is one event, the memories of which every student cherishes for a lifetime. It's called the Annual Sports and Cultural Meet of Swami's Educational Institutions. And today we are going to listen to the experience of Brother Anand Vardhan. It's a short talk which he gave in Swami's college. And at that time when he delivered this talk, he was pursuing his MBA degree from Swami's college. And in this talk, he shares with us his experience of being part of the sports meet. Let's listen to it.
On a serene, breezy dusk, the town gathered at the town hall to witness a marvel of a maestro as his deft fingers moved across the keys of a grand piano. Even as the crowd was filling in, just in the last few moments, arrived an old lady with her, maybe around 12 years of age, grandchild. This naughty little jumpy child, the moment he saw the grand piano on the stage, exclaimed, "Look, grandmom, such a huge keyboard," because he didn't know what a grand piano was, for at that age he only knew the keyboard. And immediately he remarked, "I would love to play that." And he started dragging his grandmother towards the podium. She used all her strength to restrain him, yet the sly one sneaked away. And before she could realize where he was, the striking notes of a nursery rhyme started hitting the audience. And she knew for sure that this kid was on the stage, on the show. And even as the whispers grew to a rustle, there was a collective gasp. For the maestro entered from behind the stage, and he was standing right behind this kid. Even as the crowd was getting ready to call the kid down, he just looked at them and did a gesture. He told them to stay quiet. And this, oblivious to everything, was lost in a world of his own, playing "Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, How I Wonder What You Are." With the mystic smile on his lips, the master spread his wing-like hands and held the chords from behind him. As the boy took the lead, the master gave the chords. As the boy sang the rhyme, the master gave the rhythm. As the boy soared with his wings, the master became the wind beneath. Dearest master, revered elders, and dear brothers, sports meet is one such moment in every Sai student's life where our efforts and his grace make the miracle of mundane to magical, of simple to sublime, of momentary to momentous. At this juncture, I remember my first ever sports meet way back in my 11th grade in the year 2000. I did not clear through the acting rounds. Yet, the director of the drama, Dr. Sailesh Srivastava sir, was gracious enough to allow me to audition for voiceovers. And what began as a trial that day, you know where it stands today. If I am standing here speaking with such diction, such clarity in thought and words, it's only because of sir, who spent hours and hours with us, the voiceover team, at Radio Sai right up to 2:30 in the night, staying awake and correcting each and every word of ours. Why should any of us do that? Why should we put in such efforts? For we know, we want that winsome smile that wins us over and over, again and again, year after year. That's the beauty of a relationship that I feel even gods fail to express. For many who come from a traditional family, God appears to be the distant entity whom we fear. And love is the secondary part of it. First, there is fear when we approach God. When we enter the puja room, the mother chides. She says, "Don't touch it, don't touch that." And there is that angry look that keeps us, you know, just a step away from God. But when we enter this altar, these portals, God is no longer a distant entity, but our dearest friend. And for that friend, we give our everything. We put everything at stake. We do jumps from such heights that even people outside would think twice. But why? Why do we do that? Just question yourself. Question that relationship that you have. You'll know the answer for sure. Let me move on to the next experience. And this reminds me, one of the key lessons that we learn as part of the sports meet is discipline. I remember the experience of my ex-physical director of the UG campus where I studied, Vrindavan. And I take the liberty to share this experience, though I could not ask his prior permission, but I am sure he would be happy that I am sharing it with you all. There is this lad, the first year student, who joined Vrindavan, and he didn't know the basics of marching. And as the norms of Vrindavan would have it, he ended up in what we call the Mundu squad. I think most of you understand what a Mundu squad is. If normally we do the marching for, let us say, 1 hour, the Mundu squad happens to put up half an hour extra effort. Because they need to pick it up, they need to get it up to the level that the seniors or the people who are experienced already have been. This boy couldn't clear through and get into the main squads in his first year. In his second year, somewhere towards the later half of the sports meet practice or the season, let us say somewhere in the 1st of Jan or something, sir called him and told him, "Yeah, you can get into the main squad." And he was in one of the last files of one of those squads. But by the time he reached third year, he went up to sir and he told him, "Sir, I want to command a squad." Sir was taken aback. He didn't know how to reply to that, because he knew this boy was not so good, was not so crisp in his movements, in his, you know, adhering to the command. But looking at the boy's sincerity, looking at the boy's honest efforts, Sir took the step and told him, take charge. He took charge, and now comes the best part of this boy's trials. For till now he just did Dine Dekh, but he now needs to shout Dine Dekh, do the Dine Dekh at the right moment and cut a salute. This boy couldn't get it. He was badly, you know, to put it in our lingo, muffing it, and even the army people were disappointed and of all this PD. Our physical director was, you know, aghast at what decision have I taken. And so, but the boy didn't give up. He did put that extra rounds of practice all alone. He did that. He tried over and over again. And on the final day, let me tell you one more thing. This incident happened when Swami was physically present and he used to come for the rehearsals as well. So you can understand the trepidation of the physical director that if at all Swami gives him one look, you know what it is. So he was having that trepidation. On the final day, the physical director was standing near the dais. Swami was on the podium. This boy comes leading his squad, and as he reaches the mark, he gives the command and does a perfect cut salute. Sir was in for a, you know, that was a bummer. And then as he walks past Swami, as if that wasn't enough, he turns his gaze to the sir, gives him a wink, gives the Samne Dekh command, cuts it perfectly. Sir was stunned to silence. He didn't know what to say to that boy afterwards, because he had his own anxiousness within. What would elder say if had anyone looked? What would people think? But the best part is, the moment was between him, the boy, and Swami. Only three. And that's the best part when it comes to sports meet. At the end of the day, the entire effort that you put in is between you and your Lord. And when we do that final song, our hearts beat as one in that one rhythm for that one Sai whom we love the most. Let me share one more experience. Again, I take the liberty of sharing it with you all, though some of you have known it. It's about a drama called Veeranjaneyam that our campus put up, I think in 2008 or 9. It's a sports meet drama, and this drama had the unique privilege of, you know, shifting the stage in Sai Kulwant Hall. The usual way we do it is the stage starts at fourth block, it faces Swami, and that's how we do it. The backdrop faces Swami. But this drama, Swami told them, turn the other way. So they turned it, and the drama was preponed. Swami made an announcement to prepone it. So everything went ahead of schedule. So the sets had to do double work, the boys had to put in a lot of effort. So finally when the D-Day arrived, there was this student who was actually a sutradhar in the drama, and he's about to begin the narration for the final scene. The final scene was Sri Rama Pattabhishekam. And there was this huge backdrop the sets people have put in, with lot of decoration, lot of paraphernalia. And even at the last moment, there was one brother sitting on a stool behind that huge backdrop of us, the mobile backdrop that we have. It was covering this, and once those go away, the final backdrop is visible. And this boy is still sitting there sticking the stars for that backdrop. And the sutradhar realized that in 2 minutes, this flanks will go away, the screen will lift, and this backdrop is visible. And it will look totally odd for a student to show his back sitting on a stool seeking stars in front of Swami. So he goes up to this brother and tells him, brother, it's time. There are only 2 minutes now. Just leave it. It's fine. It's done. He tells, no, brother. And the best part, he looked up. This sutradhar looked up and he saw the stars were hanging. Like they were dilly-dallying whether to stay or to fall. And so he looked up and told, brother, will this structure stand? And the maintenance boy calmly replied, don't worry, brother, till the end of the drama, this structure will stay. And as we all know it, by the end of it, the structure stood, and when the screen opened, when the screen lifted, no one was there. There was a beautiful backdrop there, complete, picture perfect. The scene went on, final song, Swami came, photos, everything was done. And as Swami was retiring to his residence, as he crossed the threshold of Sai Kulwanthal and entered the road to Yajurmandir, the structure fell. The moment Swami took his step out, the structure fell. Till then, the structure stood. So when we put in our best, the Lord too gives His everything for it. To make that smile come again, greet our hearts once more and fill us with that love, let this sports meet too be an offering of our hearts. With these few words, I conclude. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Stay tuned.
Once again, dear listeners, greetings to all of you. Till now, we listen to Brother Anand Vardhan, who at the time when he gave this talk was pursuing his MBA in Swami's college. And in this talk, he shared with us his experience of being a part of sports and cultural meet in Swami's institute. In fact, dear listeners, this sports and annual sports and cultural meet is an amazing display of sports and cultural events by Swami students. And if you ask any Sai student, I'm sure he or she will have very good experiences to cherish and share about their participation in this event. In fact, we will talk more about this sports and cultural event, but that's for next week. And I sign off for today, but before I sign off, I'll play for you a couple of songs which was composed by Swami students as part of sports meet, and it was played in Hillview Stadium. In fact, these two songs were played during the year 2008. Have a listen, please, and on the other side of the songs, we'll be joined by Brother Bishu for a segment Outside Inside Deep Inside. Jai Sai Ram.
జీవనాధారమై మా కళ్ళలో కావ్యాని వై కాంతి రూపాని వై హృదయలయల సవ్వడిలోనా నీదు ప్రేమనాదమే పలికే కరుణలొలుకు ముంగిలిలోనా నీదు ప్రేమ భావమే మెదిలే ప్రతి అణువున నీ అనురాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలిపే ప్రతి కణమునై ప్రియ రాగం మదిన మధుర భావన గొలిపే
దిల్ కీ తుమ్ హో ధడకన్ దిల్ నే యే కహా
తేరే సంగ హమ్కో హై జీనా
హై యహీ దువా
తేరే బిన్ అబ్ కుచ్ న భాయే హమే రాత్ దిన్ తేరే సాథ్ హమ్నే హై పాయే ప్యార్ కే యే దిన్
తేరే సంగ హమ్కో హై జీనా
మనసులో మౌనమే పలికే